G'day, Adelaide. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of this delightful, delightful day here in South Australia. You are listening to your global show. We go to Mount Gambier. Hello to our friends down there at Mount Gambier. We'll be down there one day. A bus tour will be organised. But let's get underway because we've got lots to get through in this fine, fine show of ours. Greg Blewett, welcome.
G'day, Jazz.
Emma G, welcome.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
I've had a rough day.
Well, what do you mean a rough day? I bet you played 18 rounds of golf down to Key.
18 rounds? You mean holes?
Oh, that'll do.
No, that's got a fair part to do.
What's happened?
Because yesterday I said to Catherine, listen, what are we up to tomorrow? And she's like, well, I'm under the pump, I'm behind in my work and, you know, blah, blah. And I said, well, honey, you know, it's Wednesday morning. I'm meant to be playing golf, but because it's school holidays and you're under the pump, you know what? I won't play golf. And I'll look after the boys and, you know, like you can do whatever you want to do. But, you know, if you want to work and get up to date, then I'm happy to do that for you. She's like, no, don't. And I said, baby, it would be my absolute pleasure.
Oh, you pulled out
that.
The baby.
You did
so
the baby,
I've
yeah.
done that. And you know what she did all morning?
What'd she do?
Went shopping with her mother.
Good on her.
Did bugger all
well
work.
Well done.
And I'm at home with the boys.
So
and
you should.
But I missed out on my golf so she can catch up on work and she didn't do any.
Oh, hang on. You disgraced yourself with Bernie Vince in the AFL Grand Final 10 for Triple M.
No,
there's reports
didn't.
Coming back to me by the hour.
No.
No, well done, Catherine.
Yeah.
Now, good on her. No. What, you're grumpy about that? You were grumpy when you walked in.
Mm. Well, I'm flat. I couldn't play club champs on the weekend and now couldn't play today, so my game's going to go to the pat.
Well, bad luck. Mm. But Catherine's going to come home with a lot of nice goods on your bank card. We've got plenty to get through. I've got a big announcement. I've got a big cricket announcement I want to share with the clan.
Okay, looking forward to that. Yes. And talking cricket, I reckon we might have our next big superstar.
Be careful about this.
I said might, but it's very encouraging. And just on that as well, the Redbacks play tomorrow, so we're going to get Jason Gillespie on.
What do you call him?
The big doodle.
Why is that?
Well, just the, you know, the nose. We call his nose.
That's bullying.
Or the snorkel.
That's mean. It might be.
The snorkel.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Mate, he's busy. Our boy Jay Clark is busy. Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, it's my favourite part of the year, team. You know that. The trades are flying thick and fast. Essendon's in meltdown. And plenty to discuss today, of course.
Jason Horn Francis. The name won't go away. Now, obviously, he's nominated the Port Adelaide Football Club. The Adelaide Crows did a mountain of work over the last 6 months to get him back next year. But that's fallen flat. So what do you know as of today regarding Wednesday and what do Port have to do to get him?
Yeah, I think Jason Cripps has done a lot of work in the background over the past few months. I mean, we've known since mid-year that they've been eyeing Jason Horn Francis, really is part of the premiership window. I mean, Port Adelaide are ahead of Adelaide as things stand. And for Horn Francis, it was all Port Adelaide. So he'll get to the power next year. I've got no doubt about that. The trade deal at the moment the offer is pick 8 in this year's draft from Port Adelaide and a future first round pick. North Melbourne also want a player as part of that. Mm. It's unlikely to be Zach Butters, who's an absolute star on the rise. Riley Bonner is one who could be on the way out at Port Adelaide, but that may not necessarily be to North Melbourne. So potentially they get an extra pick there. So whether they can agree on another player will work itself out over the next week. But what is really clear here, guys, is that Jason Horn Francis was an unhappy man at North Melbourne this year. You could see it in his body language through everything that happened this year. It was a weekly talking point. Jason Horn Francis was discontented and really struggled. He looked frustrated. So he wants to be closer to family over there in South Australia. He wants to be part of a club which is, you know, going to be in the top half of the ladder. He never really settled at North Melbourne, and this will be their best chance to trade him because, in a nutshell and wrapping up, I mean, there's no way North Melbourne wants a Jason Horn Francis at the club next year against his will.
No, exactly right. What's the word over there, though, Jay-Z? Were they a bit tough on him, North Melbourne, or the other way around?
Yeah, no. I think they they wanted him to improve and increase his professionalism in some areas. So, you know, that they knew he's a highly talented player and they didn't want to make exceptions for him. And he struggled in some of these areas. And then on the field, we took note of his body language. He seemed a bit petulant at times. He was really frustrated. So I just think in a nutshell, he'd never really settled and found his happiness. And then, you know, there was some, issues with maybe, some alleged leaks coming out of North Melbourne about some of the issues around him. So I think there was frustration on both for both parties at the end. We know he's a wildly talented footballer.
But Jay, you can't let 18-year-olds dictate after 6 months if they're not happy with the environment. He signed a 2-year agreement to play at the North Melbourne Football Club. He chose to go into the national draft. When's this going to stop?
Yeah, well,
they can't just nominate their side of preference moving forward because they're unhappy.
But what leg does North Melbourne have to stand on? Because they knocked back 3 picks from Adelaide last year.
Yeah.
What are they going to knock back 2 picks from Port Adelaide? Then what's he worth at the end of next year? This might be he might be worth less next year. So this might be the smart call to try and trade him. I think your point is a really good one, right? Where is the power in all this? But for North Melbourne, his value in a trade perspective, it could be higher now than what it is next year. Geelong made a tough call on Tim Kelly to keep him.
They
knew he was going to dig in and perform and be professional. I don't think North Melbourne have the same confidence in Jason Horne-Francis.
Talk us what is happening at Essendon, Jay-Z. Dave Barham survive this?
Yeah, I reckon he's under real pressure, Bluey. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. Former chairman Paul Little has been on the front foot today saying the club has lacked professionalism, made lots of mistakes. It's been poor, really, the way they've handled a few things. Kevin Sheedy speaking out against the appointment of Brad Scott, the Ben Rutten sacking was really messy. And now, extraordinarily, the CEO, Andrew Thorburn, lasts one day in the job before he's made the choose. You know, he's the chair of the church sitting on a hill.
Yeah.
It's got these controversial views on homosexuality and abortion. And quite clearly, Essendon just, he couldn't have both. He had to choose. Is he with the football job or his faith? And he chose his faith. And now Essendon has been smashed over here in Victoria for its lack of due diligence. A journalist worked it out in 2 minutes. Using Google, for example, his links to this church. So how Essendon, with its Ernst & Young and its accounting firms and its all its people doing all this research, can't work that out, is extraordinary. They're going to deliver the external findings of the review next week, which we think will create more change. And then potentially after that, does Dave Barham have to go? There's powerful figures around this football club agitating for change at the moment. So it's a big watch this spake. It's been a turbulent period for Essendon, and I don't think it's finished yet. It's just been an extraordinary story, which has unfolded over the last little bit.
It's quite unbelievable. Yeah. It really is. Let's get to some of the players, Jay-Z. Jack Bowes from the Gold Coast. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, only moments ago was picked Geelong, so we always thought they were the front runner. So how's this trade period for Geelong? So they win the flag. Now they get Jack Bowes. They get Gold Coast pick 7. We think they'll get Ollie Henry from Collingwood, a first-round pick. Tanner Bruin from GWS is a first-round pick.
Yeah.
They want Connor McKenna, the former Essendon speedster who went back home to Ireland. They could be the big winner out of this trade period, Geelong, off the back of a premiership. It's the rebuild on the run. It's happening in front of our eyes. And Stephen Wells has done it again.
And just Brody Grundy, mate, where will he end up? What's the word there, buddy?
Yeah, Melbourne, definitely.
Right.
They're going to hand him the keys to that star-studded engine room. But it'll be a pick in the 20s. Melbourne is trying with pick 27. It might be a couple of choices higher than that if Melbourne can get up the order. But if not, there'll be some late pick swaps. But a pick in the 20s, I think, gets it done for Brody Grundy, who might just have the chip on the shoulder, having got the boot from Collingwood. He might use that as motivation to help get back to his best.
Great job, mate. We'll speak again.
Good on you, team.
There he is, our very own Triple M, Jay Clark. Now, 33 years I've been with Maz.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That is goals.
Beautiful.
That's a
woman.
Long time.
Beautiful. And a great cook.
Yeah.
But
it was nearly over before it began when you disappeared.
Stop going down that. Every time you mention that, I get in trouble.
Went for the milk.
Now, last week, Maz made this lovely cake. Right. And it was a lovely cake. So she said, have a bit of cake with your cup of tea, which is nice.
What sort of cake?
Oh, it was one of those with the strawberries on it and the creams in there.
Very nice.
It was a lovely cake.
What sort of flavour? Was it like a
chocolate?
Just a sponge
or vanilla
cake?
Might have been a raspberry type cake. So I had a little piece from it, Greg.
A raspberry cake.
Well, it was a lovely cake. Right. So I took a little bit and went to and sit down and have a bit of cup. Anyway. So I had started chomping on it with my little teaspoon and I was sitting there going, oh, jeez.
Is that your seconds or just the first?
No, it was my first piece. And I started to sneeze. And then, you know, my skin started to get itchy. I thought, oh, what's going on here?
Oh, no.
Cramps in my guts.
Cramp?
Yeah, I got cramp. Yep, yep.
Did she poison
you? Bloating occurred.
Oh. Well, it's not the sugar because you have, lots of sugar every day. So the sugar's fine.
For 33 years, I've said to Mass, I've got an egg intolerance. Right. If I have egg, I could pass away.
This is why you rejected my banana cake yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Because it has egg.
And
it
looked nice. And how many eggs did you put in that?
Four.
Ooh. Well, Maz polled the eggs in. I started to get a little bit dizzy. Yeah. And I started to get my skin. Because I'm allergic to
the sweats.
Eggs. A little bit of that. That started to happen once again from the races. So I just thought, Maz,
you've been married for 33 years and Marion forgot that you were allergic to eggs.
Please tell me. Because I can't cope.
Maybe.
No, don't go down that path. Don't go there. But
you haven't. She didn't double your life insurance or anything.
Please
in the last
inform me that you're going to whack in 10 eggs. What'd you say then?
He said something.
What'd
terrible.
You say then?
Life insurance?
Well,
did
I don't
you up
know.
The ante
well,
with that, the life insurance? That, have you just topped your super
well,
up?
Well, that has just been fixed up as well. But so that's what happened.
He's trying to knock you off.
Yeah, I started getting the staggers and the cramps during the night because of eggs.
Maybe she was just testing to see if you're still allergic.
Yeah. After 33 years, this body doesn't bloody accept eggs. I can't have eggs.
Still.
I'm allergic to eggs.
So what? Were you up all night? Were you? Did it? How did it affect that magnificent body of yours?
I had hot flushes and I had the whole lot. I was going to go to my doc.
Were you hallucinating?
I saw bits and pieces of chickens.
You hallucinate most shows, actually.
No, I don't. Yeah, but
it's nothing unusual.
It was scary. It was really scary. So my
so
point
did
is,
you, did
please...
you give Maz a clip for that or not?
Absolutely.
Did
I
you
did.
Tell her what?
And what'd she say?
What did she say? She just forgot.
No, she didn't really give a stuff. she said, don't eat it. But it looks so nice.
Oh.
So are you allergic to any foods?
No, I'm not.
So you can eat anything. And nothing against the eggs, because it's good for the kiddies to eat eggs.
No, I'm fine. But Catherine, my wife, is allergic to mushrooms and truffle. So, honestly, Jars, like every time we go and eat out, I hear the same spiel every
that
time.
That time we went to the winery, Catherine was eyeballing the, yes.
Yep. Are there any mushrooms at all in the kitchen? Has anyone touched one? Anyone seen one?
Yeah.
But so when you go out, do you have to, do you monitor the menu? For
everything, the whole lot. I'll ask all the questions.
Oh, what about
because a lot of food has egg.
What about when you're hungover? Those greasy eggs and bacon.
No, I can't go near it. I can't stand the smell of it.
What's your hangover, brekkie?
Pardon?
What's your hangover, brekkie?
Another frothy.
Oh, yeah. Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
This is the rush hour.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Richie from Burnside, good afternoon on this beautiful Wednesday.
Hello, team. How are we?
Yeah, we're very well. We're up and about. We're having a bit of a chuckle because Greg Blewett, for the first question, had no idea how many kilometres long is the Bathurst 1,000.
Don't give away
not
the question.
It's 1,000 kilometres.
Oh,
and you had no idea.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't.
And
I knew,
and you said, what's the Adelaide 500? And I said, 500 Ks.
Oh, is it?
Is that true?
I have no idea.
No. Okay.
Now, Richie, AFL team?
Crows, man.
All right, mate. Okay.
And real estate?
Yes, got a little business up at Burnside, loving it.
What do you call yourself?
Just Carter Partners Real Estate,
good
guys.
Man. Good man.
All right. Is it just slowed down a fraction?
Oh, no, it's still going all right, Bluey. Walkerville's hot to trot, mate.
Ooh, isn't it just?
Richie knows where you're
isn't
at.
Isn't it just?
No, your three-story mansion.
It's
now,
not three.
Richie, when you're playing the car, but what are you averaging out of 10?
I missed that bit. Sorry, mate.
When you're driving in your car and you're playing the $1,000 minute, how many questions are you averaging out of the 10 questions?
I'd push 7.5, 8, I reckon.
Yeah, see, that's what we're getting, aren't we, chaps?
Yeah, but we want 10 today.
All right. 60 seconds, you got 10 questions, you got pass. You can come back to that pass. If you need that pass, come back to it. First question I'll always take.
By the way, you have more than one pass. Yeah. You always make it sound like there's only one pass.
Thank you, G. I know, and thank you for it. Well done, G. All right, Greg, G, let's play.
How many kilometres long is the Bathurst 1000?
1,000 kilometres.
Who are the Redbacks playing in the opening round of the Sheffield Shield season?
Pass.
Which tennis tournament is currently being held, the French, Japan or US Open?
Japan.
Which SA-based AFL club did Fabian Francis play for?
Port Power.
Which sport is played at Karen Rolton Oval?
Pass.
How many hours did former Essendon CEO Andrew Thornburn 24. Last in the role?
The Bathurst 1000 is held on what track?
Bathurst.
Which former Australian cricketer is nicknamed Dizzy?
Dizzy Gillespie.
Which AFL club is free agent Zane Cordy signed with?
St Kilda.
In what year was the first LIV golf event held?
Last year, 21.
2G.
2.
Who are the Redbacks playing in the opening round of the Sheffield Shield season?
Oh, just give it to
quick.
Victoria.
Which sport is played at Karen Rolton Oval?
Rolton sounds, I don't know, hockey.
Richie, who was it?
Okay.
All right.
I tell you what.
Let's just gather out what? What'd you do that for?
He's done well.
Oh, I don't think he did.
I think he did.
All right, Richie, pretty, from Burnside.
Pretty well.
Real estate guru. Let's go, G. Check the scoreboard, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
7?
Is that right?
No, 6G.
Oh, did I give you an extra point, Richie?
Yes, you
Let's,
did.
Well, we'll go through them and we'll see. But, Rich, well done.
Yeah, well done.
We're going to give you a double pass to the Australian Supercross Championships, October 29 at Adelaide Showground.
Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Well done,
Take
Richie.
Care, Richie.
Good sport, mate.
Good
well
selling,
done.
Mate. Well played.
Good on you, guys.
Well done, buddy. Well done. Okay. Let's just go through. I'm pretty sure he got seven. Number five, please, Greg.
Number five. Karen Rolton Oval. Well, crickets.
It's cricket.
Cricket.
All right, so we're there tomorrow.
They actually play football there in the winter.
Yeah, I've seen footy played there.
Number six, please, G.
Number six, I think we should have accepted. That was a bit harsh. How many hours did former Essendon CEO last in the role? He said 24, but the answer is 30.
So he got it wrong.
He did get it wrong. I didn't pay that point.
Number seven, please.
The Bathurst 1000 is held on what track? Mount Panorama.
There you go. There you go. There you go. And how many Ks is it, Greg?
1,000.
That's the boy. And number 10, please, G.
No, he got it right. He changed it.
No, but he wasn't meant
to
change it.
He said last year was his first answer.
Did he,
but
Greg?
That's...
No, he got it wrong, G.
He said 21, and then he went 22.
No, because I went
he's
number
go
two
back
question.
To question two.
So sorry, G, you got
and
it
then,
wrong.
Yeah, he said 2021.
Sorry, Richie.
You got six, Rich. All right.
Nice to have you back for the 5 o'clock hour. I've got Greg Blewett in the house. I've also got Emma G lurking around behind the panel there. We've got Bernie Vince on holiday for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
We've had a bit of fun that first hour. Now, we've had some response to my situation that Maz piled on a lot of eggs, which I'm allergic to.
Yeah, you scoffed down some cake. I don't believe your story. I think probably Maz... made the cake for herself, and then you've just come in and just walked in and gone,
there's a bit of cake.
And served yourself right, and you've
cramps,
allergic to
stomach
eggs.
Cramps, bloated, skin
sweating.
Irritation, I sweated, I did the whole lot.
You got a little bit more pale than you normally are.
I nearly had to get rushed to hospital because I'm allergic to eggs.
Mm.
Has there been a bit of a pile on,
Josh Osborne has said, Jars, was the egg thing as scary as being 9 goals up in a grand final?
Thanks, Josh. Wow. Referring to the Williston Football Club grand final loss 2 years ago.
I thought we've moved on.
Mm. That's on the Triple M text line, by the way. 0488 51047 is the number.
Mm. Honestly. Now, coming up, Jason Gillespie will join us.
Yes, the big snorkel. We've
got a game tomorrow.
Yes, the Redbacks get underway in their Shield season, so they're playing Victoria tomorrow.
Can we make sure we win some Shield games this summer, please? Yeah.
They will. They will.
All right.
Lot different squad.
What? It's a better squad.
The squad's a lot different. There's a lot more depth.
Hey, I sent Travis Head a text about 2 weeks ago
to
congratulate him and the team on their first one-day win.
Yes.
The Redbacks. Right.
Yeah.
All right. And he's only just replied.
And what?
That's rude.
Nah, that's all right.
No, it's not,
G. I do that.
No.
You either text someone straight away or about a week later.
Well, hang on. I text him on the 27th of September. What's the date today?
5th of October.
Well, there you go.
And what's...
I said, nice result last night, Skip. I'm back on the Redbacks bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
I said, be greedy and keep winning.
Mm-hmm. And what do? They lost 2 days later.
And then he's gone, thanks, mate. Sorry took my time to reply.
He said sorry.
Boys in a nice spot. Good week starting tomorrow. Well, he's on Dead Set Legends on Saturday morning.
Mm. Well, he was. He's done now.
He's out.
He's Ferg's back. Callum Ferguson's back from India.
Don't tell me he's...
He's brought all his Indian rupee or his US dollars. Nah. He's tried to smuggle that into the
put
country.
Put us all to sleep.
Actually, Tex is filling in this week.
Oh, is he?
See?
Not Ferg.
So Ferg's away
again.
Unbelievable.
Again. So the big Texan.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be joining the Dead Set Legends.
All right.
9 a.m. Saturday on Triple M.
Okay.
I've got a bit of an announcement to make, please, family.
Uh-oh.
Now, as you know, a very proud South Australian. I love our sporting organisations, community football.
When they're going well.
No, yep. Well, I like to be there when they're going bad.
No.
But I received a lovely email from Kent Sendy. Kent Sendy is the president of the West Torrens District Cricket Club.
Okay. Yep. Coached by?
Mark Hags-Harity.
Mm.
Our boy Hags has done a great job down there. They've done a great job down there at West Torrens.
They've basically a state team down there, so they should be winning it every year.
You want to see our junior
every
program.
Import that comes to South Australia heads to West Torrens.
No, rubbish.
They do.
They go to Kensington, your old cricket club.
All right, what's your announcement?
Well, the announcement is, is that they've offered me an official ambassador's role for the West Torrens District Cricket Club. I got so emotional with it, I've accepted the role.
You said this was a big announcement.
It is a big announcement. I'm sharing it with well, because I like to share these things.
What do you have to do?
Well, I'll go to a few functions. I'm going to get some merch. I'm going to be a club membership.
You're just thinking about what you're going to get. What are you going to give?
But I join an elite group.
Good question.
Ian Chappell, he's an ambassador.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tim Ford from Treasury Wines.
40.
Mickey D.
Who the hell's Mickey D?
Our boy Mickey D. He's a comedian.
He's a brilliant fella.
Matty Broadbent, old Brogsy, former Port Adelaide, now down at Panthers.
Yep.
And Ian the Hoff Ravencroft.
Oh, yeah. Does he sponsor the club? Does he sponsor the club?
No, he's the OAM. He's an OAM.
Oh, right.
Well done, Jazz.
What's the criteria?
So I've joined an elite group.
What's the criteria?
Just support the boys. Support Hags and the team.
Well, what have you done for the West Torrens Cricket Club in the past?
Collected balls when I walk the dogs around. help cover, keep the pitches covered when they're getting blown off in windy conditions.
Yeah.
So I was pretty emotional when Kent Sendy asked me if I'd come on board. So I'm on. Now... No. I had a phone call the other day.
Huge news.
That the Prospect District Cricket Club offered you the same position, but you declined. James Pettison, our boss, who's the president of the cricket club, said you declined.
I can't
Why?
Accept them all.
Why?
I can't accept them
you,
all.
You play, how, many game, how many years did you play at Prospect?
Oh, I'm not sure.
You know, you're a different bloke sometimes.
Yeah.
You've really changed.
That's fantastic
and thanks,
news.
Yeah, no, huge news. Can't wait for the next big announcement.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, yesterday the news came through about the Essendon Football Club, about the CEO, Andrew Thorburn.
Yes.
Was in the job,
and
it was actually in our quiz. Was it 30 days, 30 hours, or 30 minutes? It seemed like 30 minutes, didn't it? It was actually 30 hours.
Yeah.
So we started thinking about, and I think they did it in breakfast this morning, about the shortest time you've ever been in a job. So I don't know whether you've got a story, Jazz.
Well, I have. I was a 13-year-old, raging 13-year-old at the Gillis Plains High School, where I was running a couple of gangs. now, I had a night filler's job across the road at Gillis Plains Shopping Centre, and what I started to understand, and I lasted no more than 48 hours, the first night I accidentally put some chocolate biscuits down me front of the top.
Oh, you sneaky dog.
So when the night filler manager was saying goodbye, I said, no worries. And then I sold them at school the next day around the scoreboard.
Right.
Thought, this is going to be a winner. I can buy a lot of stuff here. Anyway, so the next night I thought I'd do it again and I got greedy. I put too many packets of chocolate biscuits and chocolates down me top of me top.
Yeah.
And as I was walking out, they all fell out right in front of his feet. So I got sacked. I had to go home and tell Mum, but he called the police. And then anyway, so 48 hours,
you were 48.
I was gone.
Right. And you didn't learn your lesson because today you came to work with a pocket full of lollies.
You and Burn. What? Burn's what? just this Bern walks around the office just looking at stuff to just thump and take home.
No, he doesn't. So I lasted 48 hours.
And Andrew Thorburn was 30 hours.
Right.
Gee.
I quit a job after three shifts. That's probably three my shifts. Shortest. I was working at a classy establishment in the city, a bar, as the door girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it only took me three shifts to realise that I wanted to be on the other side of the bar and be a patron and enjoying it. So right. I quit.
You got a bit jealous.
Yeah, yeah. So three shifts is my shortest job.
So you're
job.
Done. 123-53, give us a call. Your shortest time in a job.
Can you beat 30 hours?
Yeah. Can you beat 30 hours? Essendon CEO lasted how long?
30 hours.
30 hours.
Yeah.
He cleaned his desk out in 30 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, Greg?
Yeah, he did. 30 hours.
1-3-5-3 Pete from Kapunda. Good afternoon, Pete.
G'day, Jazz.
Okay, what was your shortest time in your job, please?
Oh, mate, I lasted till smoke, eh?
did you?
What,
a few
what
hours.
Your job was?
Yeah. Oh, I had to lay tiles on the bloody roof. Roof tiles.
Yeah.
So they started... Oh, I'm up there on the roof, and they started chucking me up these tiles, and I'm like, nah, this isn't my job.
Was it a hot day?
It didn't matter what temperature it was.
It was too hard.
What did you think it was going to be?
You try catching tiles on top of a roof when there's only on the rafters, and oh, mate. No.
How old were you, mate?
I was only about 17. Oh,
17.
I just left school. Oh,
so how many hours you reckon? So until smoke?
Yeah, probably two.
2 hours.
Okay, so that's the record. No, 2 hours.
2 hours.
Right, good on you,
good
Pete.
Good on you, mate.
Let's go to Adrian from Golden Grove, and we're talking about shortest time in a job. What was yours, Adrian?
Talk about your cricket career with Australia, mate. by the way, it was 45 minutes, Bluey. I was at doing telemarketing, and they told me I had to sell some fertiliser, and no sales equaled no money, and I said, well, shove it up your ass, and walked out.
45 minutes.
Good boy.
That's the new record.
He's laughed.
So we've gone 2 hours down to 45 minutes.
Right, Adrian,
all right,
good on
as
you,
a telemarketer, fair enough too. Let's go to Teetree Gully, where Mick is on the line. Tell us your story, Mick.
Yeah, another 45 minutes, mate.
Whatever.
Doing what?
Whatever, Mick.
I was grinding the dags off a, what do you call it, a bedhead, brass bedhead.
Yeah?
Yeah, no one told me how to do it. I was only 15. Yeah, so it's a bloke across from me and got in trouble for talking. Yeah.
Talking too much.
Oh, you were trying to work out what to do.
Yeah, and then the guy said to me, we go to pubs on Fridays to have a beer. You're old enough to have a drink. The boss come down again and sack me.
Did he?
Oh, good boy.
Yeah, thanks, Mick. So let's go to Doug at Blakeview. G'day, Doug. Tell us your story about your shortest time in a job.
Doug.
Doug, you there?
Yeah. G'day. Sorry, it cut out for a sec.
No, that's
all right. Just leaving school. I got similar to the other bloke. I got a trial job as a roof tiler. Back in the late 90s when they were building the big two-story houses up at Golden Grove, I climbed up the ladder and had a look around and climbed straight back down again and hopped in my car and said, see you later, guys, it's not for me.
Too much.
So I was, all of about 15 minutes, I think.
Oh, 15 Dougie's minutes. 15 minutes.
15
Good
minutes.
On you, Dougie.
Winner.
Shane from Powell Howie. G'day, Shane.
How are we, boy?
Yeah, your shortest time in a job.
My dad, back in the late 70s, early 80s, he had three jobs in one day.
Three different jobs?
He got sacked.
Three different jobs. He started at Holden's in the morning, lasted till Smoko. When he walked out of Smoko, found another job, stayed there till lunch, didn't like that, and got another job at Battery Makers out of Elizabeth and stayed there for about 10 years. But he went out for Smoko one day and some guy cut him off, so he chased into Gawler to thump him and drove back to work and got back about an hour and a half later.
Oh, he's had three jobs.
I like cricket sessions. Get through to lunch,
well done,
change
Shano.
Your job, go through.
Well, Shano.
Let's have another call. Let's go to Justin at Salisbury.
Brilliant.
G'day, Justin. Your shortest time in a job?
11 minutes, mate.
Tell us what happened.
Justin.
The floorman there was trying to tell me how to build air coolers, and it was quite irritating. So on the 10th minute, I threw it on the ground, told him where to stick it, and he fired me.
In 11 minutes' time, you lost your job.
11 minutes, lost my job, then went to the V8 Super Bar afterwards and drank there the rest of the day.
Prize for young Justin. Oh,
Justin, we're going to give you a $100 gift voucher to Mile End and Jepps Cross Weber Store for everything Barbie. Come to Barbecue Adelaide, Weber Stores, Jepps Cross and Mile End.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
Brilliant. Well, and to everyone else, great calls. Yeah, love sharing your stories with you.
Yeah.
What about you, White Teeth? Well, what about you?
I got out first ball.
How beautiful is this place, Adelaide?
I thought you were going to talk about me for a second, but you're right. Everyone's beautiful. But the weather's...
We're so blessed.
And now daylight saving, I'm just loving that it's light later.
We live in the best place on earth.
Do you like daylight savings, James?
I love daylight saving.
What about Queensland, what they're missing out on?
Well...
They get it all year round.
A little bit, the weather.
Well, it gets dark early, though.
Yeah,
but
true.
How good is it? Well, we're on the 13th floor, so we're very lucky. Like the great KG tells me every time, it's not a job what we do, it's a privilege. And
you're
it's true.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely, Jazz.
You see the beautiful
I can
ocean.
See the ocean. I can see some
I just
container
wanted to reflect.
Ships out there. Beautiful.
That's lovely.
You can see the Adelaide Oval from here.
How?
You can see the lights.
Where?
You can.
The There's the about stand. 5,000 buildings in front of us.
You can see the lights.
Oh, yeah. Two light towers.
I can see the...
Anyway.
Now, sorry.
Yes.
There goes a car. I can see a car.
The breakfast show with our Rupert, Roo and Ditz and Loza.
Yes.
You know, do a great job. Yes. The best breakfast show going around. Mm. Now, they do a little rumour file, which is very beautiful.
Rumour meal.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, G. Now, this is what our boy Rupert said. I need you to listen because I'm going to ask you the question after what Roo said this morning regarding golf.
So there was a story with Peter Malinauskas and the SA government saying that they might try and get one of those tournaments in South Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the live ones.
Yes.
The new ones.
One of the big ones, which most other governments I've led to believe have walked away from it because of the history of the live tour and the money and all that sort of thing. But it comes at a cost. And the cost, I'm being told, is $5 million.
Right. Well, there you go. We had the premier on, didn't we, G?
We did.
When you were on
How
holidays.
Was Pete? About,
he was
the
good.
Premier?
Great.
He was good. I reckon he was just feeling it out because, as Roo said, some people are a little bit anti-live golf.
Because they're saying
Saudi,
it's blood money.
Comes from the Saudi government. Yes. So that is...
Would you like to see
the
tournament here in South Australia?
Yes, I would.
Beautiful.
I would.
Where would we play it?
Well, the rumour is the Grange Golf Club. Because there's links with Greg Norman. He redesigned the East Course.
Yes.
And he won the SA Open, I believe, at Grange. That was the first professional tournament that he won. So he loves it there at Grange. But it's not the best golf course in Adelaide.
No. But would they get a big crowd, do you reckon?
Of course they would.
Well, and Cam Smith will be here, would he?
Yes, he would. We are
starved
of decent golf, not only in Adelaide, but Australia. I mean, Melbourne get the right, you know, they get all the big tournaments, but of course we want it. And it's whether it's $5 million, I don't know, but
that
becomes a decision, a business decision, whether they can get the money or what it's worth to the state to have such an event here.
So when would they play?
They're talking about
month?
April next year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He said autumn.
Who said that? Yeah.
The Prem, when we spoke to him last week.
April. Oh, wow. $5 million. That'd be a good chat for another day.
Yeah.
Get the family on to see what they think.
Mm-hmm.
He is South Australia's leading test wicket taker.
And that's beautiful bowling. Jason Gillespie is bowling magnificently.
And there's gone. Gillespie strikes dead and straight. Beautiful bowling.
There, Gillespie enjoyed it as well. No doubt about that.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Jason Dizzy Gillespie.
Yes, what an intro. Big Bill going at it there. And, of course, the Redbacks start their season tomorrow against Victoria. No better mob to beat, I reckon, first game than the Vicks. And Big Diz joins us now. G'day, Diz.
Oh, g'day, Blue. G'day, Jazz.
Hello, buddy.
Hey, champing at the bit. You boys and yourself must be ready to rumble against the Vicks tomorrow, mate.
Oh, we certainly are, mate. We can't wait. The boys have prepared really well. We had a really good training session today. So, lads have ticked all the boxes and we're good to go.
Now, you're, You're at Karen Rolton Oval. The weather hasn't been kind to us this spring. Well, what are we expecting down there?
Yeah, no, look, it hasn't been kind. And I think the ground staff, led by Trent Kelly down there at KRI, have done a wonderful job to get a surface up for us. Had a bit of trouble getting on the last few days, obviously, with the weather that we've had here. We're expecting a fair bit of grass from when I last saw it this morning. So we expect it to have a lot of grass on it. And we're playing on the far eastern edge as well. So it's going to be a short boundary to the city side. Probably 55-metre boundary. So short square on that side. And we expect that the fast bowlers will play a prominent role.
And you've named your 12, Diz. What sort of balance are we looking at, especially with your bowling attack?
Yeah, look, we'll have a look, obviously, in the morning, Blue. But I think we're looking at potentially going at Victoria with a full seam attack. So, you know, we'll have to decide whether we play a frontline spinner or we think we can get some spin with our all-rounders. So we'll wait and see on the morning of the game and make that final call.
And what about the Vics, mate? What have you got planned for young Will Pekowski?
Yeah, look, what a talent he is. He's played some really good cricket. He's had some challenges, obviously, with missing games through concussion and the like. But look, certainly for us, we've done our research and all our bowlers feel that, you know, he does miss the odd straight one. So he's very good through the leg side, but he also is vulnerable to balls at the stumps. So we can look to bowl that fourth stump line on occasions and invite the drive on the offside, and then look to bring one back every now and again and challenge the stumps and challenge his front pad. We'll mix that in with some good, well-directed short balls to just maybe create a bit of indecision with his footwork. And we think that's a really good plan A to see how we go.
I like it.
Diz, I love it. Now, Diz, I think we need to make a statement, our four-day side, the Redbacks, because as you know, I've been jumping on and off over the last two or three
mainly
years.
Off.
What areas have you worked on over winter, and what kind of statement do we need to make against these bloody Vics?
Yeah, look, it's a good question. And one thing we did identify, Jars, last year, we actually created a lot of opportunities behind the wicket. And while we caught some, we missed a few as well. And particularly catches that are probably below our knees behind the wicket to the left, to the right. So, which can be, as Bluey knows, it could be challenging to catch in the slips cord in that way. So one thing we have worked incredibly hard at is our catching behind the wicket, you know, really low and low to the left, low to the right. Because if we can improve our percentage there, bowlers create the chances. I was actually really impressed with our bowling attack last year. We actually created probably as many chances as any other team in the country. We just need to be a bit sharper behind the wicket and take more of those opportunities. And I think we can look to impact and drive some games forward. So that's one area. We've challenged our batters to maybe add 10%, you know, add 10 runs to their average if they can and really drive games forward and score at a decent rate as well, so we can bring time back into the game to allow our bowlers time to bowl opposition sides out.
Love it, Greg.
Diz, what I think is really exciting, and we know that we've got to take 20 wickets to win games, and I think we've struggled probably the last couple of seasons, but on paper at the moment, we're looking like we've got some real depth with our bowling.
We certainly do, Blue, and that's something that ever since I came into this role, you know, I was very keen to have depth, particularly in our fast bowling. And we've had a couple of retirements, we've had a couple of guys move on, so we've had an opportunity to rejuvenate our staff from a fast bowling point of view. So I'm delighted that we've got, you know, and we've got 9-10 fast bowling options, which is just absolutely fantastic. Add into the mix there, we've obviously had Lloyd Pope for the last few years as our sole spinner on the staff, and to also have Ben Menenti come in from interstate. He's been a real coup. You know, obviously not just his off spin, but his batting, his catching, and his all round competitiveness. I think he's going to add a real dimension to our squad. And you know, and when we've seen obviously the first two games he's played for us in limited overs cricket, just what a competitor he is and what he can bring to South Australia. So well, I'm really excited. You know, he's going to play a pretty important part for South Australia in both forms of the game this summer.
Oh, I'm loving it, Diz. I'm loving it. Now, before I let you go, another former South Australian cricket great, Greg Blewett, disgraced himself in the AFL Grand Final.
What are you talking about, Diz?
You would have been ashamed of your mate staggering around the old bloody corporate boxes with his mate Jimmy Brayshaw and Billy and Byrne.
He's just filthy.
You must be embarrassed, Diz. You must be embarrassed.
Look, I've heard all the rumours, and sadly, Darcy just confirmed that they're all true. Shocking behaviour. So.
Don't go along with old pasty boy, mate. He was filthy. He wasn't invited.
No. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yes. And you know it. Hey, Diz, I can sense the excitement in your voice, mate, and we are all pumped. I reckon this is the season we're going to turn it around and be very competitive. So good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Heath Blue. Thanks, Jazz. We're really excited. The lads have worked really hard. Just pumped for them. They just want to see them go out there and put their best foot forward, entertain our fans, and let's have some fun.
Good on you, Diz. There he is, Jason Gillespie, head coach of the Redbacks, the Strikers. He's a great fella.
Taking on Victoria tomorrow. Let's get down there and support the boys.
Who? Taking on who?
Victoria.
Oh, I thought you... Yeah, I was wondering
I said Victoria.
Okay, come on, the Redbacks.
It's the Rush Hours.
We're off and about.
Whoa, I've forgotten now.
One, two.
Top three.
Is that you?
It's you thinking you're a voiceover guy.
Well, I like doing voiceover work. Now,
do you? Have you?
This is where we normally do Burn Burn's facts.
Yeah.
Final facts.
So is this your new little...
No, it's not.
...segment?
No, it's Tommy Bassos, our producer. Legend of a dude out there.
No, he's not a legend.
He is.
He's got a long way to go.
And we just needed a bit of a freshen up. If Burn's not here, well, it's hard to do it. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
All right, so we're doing top three, from the show.
Okay, this will be good.
Okay, so...
We look back at the best three bits of the show today.
The best three bits,
that's what
we?
The top three is, yeah.
And number three is, G?
Number three is this.
I've got a bit of an announcement to make, please, family.
Uh-oh.
Now, as you know... A very proud South Australian. I love our sporting organisations, community football.
When they're going well.
No, I like to be there when they're going bad. Well, the announcement is, is that they've offered me an official ambassador's role for the West Torrens District Cricket Club.
Big announcement.
Huge. Breaking.
Congratulations.
What do you mean, huge?
I'm
honoured.
The internet will crash tonight.
I look forward to helping out Hags and the team and the club as an ambassador.
The big chin down there, Hags.
What do you call him?
Well, he's sort of like a bit of a Superman or a
bit like Mitch Cleary from the Penrith Panthers, does he?
He's got the big jaw.
All right, what else we got?
Well, number two, you told us about Marion, your wife, did a bit of cooking and she'd, I thought she might have updated your life insurance, maybe doubled it and just tried to get rid of you.
Number two.
Gee, this body doesn't bloody accept eggs. I can't have eggs.
Still.
I'm allergic to eggs.
So what, were you up all night? Were you, did it affect that magnificent
body of yours?
Yeah, no, I didn't
sleep at all. I had hot flushes and I had the whole lot.
Mm.
I was going to go to my doc.
Were you hallucinating?
I saw bits and pieces of chickens.
You hallucinate most shows, actually.
No, I don't.
It's nothing unusual.
It was scary. Yeah.
There you go.
Don't make fun of that. Don't make fun of that.
Eggs.
Now, our number one, top three, funny segment... In this segment.
Yeah.
He's just trying to explain this segment.
Greg Blewett not knowing what Bathurst 1000 was.
Oh.
Number one.
Greg Blewett, for the first question, had no idea how many kilometres long is the Bathurst 1000.
Don't give away
the
question.
It's not hard.
Oh,
it's 1,000 kilometres.
Oh,
and you had no idea.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. How could you not know how many Ks the Bathurst is?
I didn't.
One of the great
races.
At
least I'm honest. And you're saying the Adelaide 500 is
500K.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Right.
Can we get
all right.
If I'm wrong, I'll donate a carton of Cooper's beer. No?
Triple M Big Shed beer. That's it for the Rush Hour. See you 4 p.m. tomorrow.